Do not turn around. Can you understand me? Look, do you know what I am? Well, you humans seem to like calling me a Bracken. Do you know what we do to people like you? We snap your necks, and then we drag you away. But I want to be nice today. It's not every day we get to talk to humans. It's not every day that you run into a Bracken and stay alive for this long. So, I have a few questions for you. Will you comply? If you do, you'll stay alive for far longer than you should. Excellent. Now, I will try to be as quick as possible because the rage inside of me is building up and I'm getting very irritated by your presence. Why are you in my facility? A company? What is a company? Don't answer. I don't really care. How can I talk? Well, unlike humans, Brackens are actually intelligent. I was able to listen and learn the amount of humans coming in here and dying from whatever they're looking for is ridiculous. Speaking of which, are you alone? You're with a group. Of course you are. Well, I'll make a special deal with you. They know what a Bracken is, right? Well, as long as they don't look at me, they can stay alive. Take whatever it is you're looking for and get out. Foolish creature. I gave you a chance to escape with your life, and you'd rather ask me questions. Interesting. You don't value your life at all, it seems. Very well. Ask. What exactly is it that you wish to know? Can all Brackens speak? No. There are few that can mimic, and even fewer that can speak. Well, we can all speak, we can all communicate, but not in the human tongue. Why do we not like being looked at? Well, we are very, very shy creatures. Painfully shy, in fact. Painful for you. I still highly suggest that you don't turn around. Why am I talking to you? Well, it's not every day that you get to talk to your intruders. Don't act dumb. You, all of you, coming in here and taking things that don't belong to you, invading my home. That's why you get your neck snapped. That's why you all talk of ghost girls and thumpers. You sign up to die. How ridiculous is that? Of course, there's more things in here. I share a living space with them all, and all of them have the ability to kill you. Well, except for one. A lizard. Shyer than us, shockingly. But doesn't seem like it can harm a fly. How pathetic. Though, aside from that creature, I would still be very much so shocked if you were to escape this facility. I have seen many failures that your pathetic company have made. 100 people became over encumbered with items and failed to jump to the other catwalk. Quite hilarious. Even his own people started laughing at him. Oh, and let's not forget the adorable screams that come out of your throats when you see a thumper in a hallway. You all become so pathetic. But my absolute favorite is when you run into a coil head. Nothing better than seeing a person become more and more hopeless and understanding of the situation that they're in. And once you've been backed up into a corner, I can come in and take you away from that nightmare. Forcibly. I think you'd like it better than the alternative. We'll both snap your neck, but I'm a bit more quick, and you won't hear me coming. A much better death than from a coil head who will stare you down. And as soon as you mess up and blink or look away, you'll hear it stomping towards you. I'm quiet and I'm careful. Just the way you pathetic creatures need. Now, is that all your questions? Because I would like to get this show on the road. I haven't hunted something in days. Ugh, you're testing my patience. Ask your final questions now. What? Why are my eyes so beautiful? You've seen a Bracken's eyes before. You're trying your best to prolong your existence, aren't you? Well then, to the person who has seen a Bracken and lived, what do my eyes look like? They glow. I did not know this. Well, I do not have an answer for you, but I'm able to see in the dark, so maybe that has something to do with it. Is this a satisfactory answer? Good. Then. I sense that I'm being watched. And here I thought finally there was a group that was smart enough to not look at me. Well, I was getting very tired of being nice. So let's end this here. Run. First, I'll go for your little friend over there, and then I'll leave you for last. You humans like to have fun, right? Well, let me show you the funnest activity of them all. Hunting.
It is a beautiful rainy night tonight. Thank you all very much for listening to this audio. Now, a few of you have recommended that I do a Lethal Company audio, and I decided to do it. Inspiration for this audio is I was playing Lethal Company on stream a few days ago, and I remembered one incident where my friend was, you know, he's a new player, and there was a Bracken right behind him, and he did not know, but I did, and I started screaming and told him to just leave. So I thought about that moment for a while. I was like, you know what? What if the Bracken was just whispering in his ear and was telling him, like, don't make a sound, don't bring attention to yourself, just just stay calm, listen to me, and you will get out of this alive. So I took that thought and just kind of went further with it. There was a lot of ways to go with this audio. I wanted to kind of make the Bracken nice at first, kind of like, you know, kawaii, ooh, like something completely unexpected and out of character. But I was like, you know what? If I want to do that, I can do that later. I can make another audio and put it on Patreon, or I can go with what a Bracken is like now, and it's, you know, constantly agitated, you know, predatory, very, very shy, you know, intimidated very easily by being watched. But if you watch it for too long, whoops, you know, you're going to get your neck massaged to death. So yeah, that was the inspiration for that. Mighty thank you to 3, Mach, I'm Here to Help You, Ren, TJ, Petra, and Phoenix for becoming members on Patreon. let it be known that in the coming days that certain tiers will have access to actually downloading the audios, so please be on the lookout for that. Thank you all so very much for listening. I hope you have a great day or night, all right? Bye-bye.